time for Recollections. The National Broadcasting Company invites you to relax and reminisce with Recollections from the early days of radio. In this special series, we delve into the vast NBC library of sound to relive the memorable moments of radio's past, the stars who entertained you then, the special events that thrilled you. And to guide us through these priceless recollections, here is Ed Herlihy.
Thank you, Fred Collins. Well, it's time again to rummage through the NBC library of sound, where time hangs suspended. Just a flick of the switch, and the recollections of years gone by come to life again. Tonight, we're going to relive some golden moments with Vaughn DeLeith, Tony Wands, and Russ Colombo. These are just a few of the many stars you've asked to hear again. Your letters are packed with recollections, too, and I certainly do enjoy receiving them. They come from all over the country. This week, one from Japan, where our men in uniform hear recollections over the Armed Forces Radio Service. Our first recollection tonight brings back memories of the lavish film musicals of the 30s, and an actress who began her career as a singer. Perhaps you've almost forgotten that lovely Irene Dunne first gained fame as a singing actress. One of the most beautiful songs of 1935 was written by Jerome Kern for the film version of Roberta, in which she starred. And this is the way Irene Dunne sang Lovely to Look At on one of our NBC broadcasts that year.
Lovely to look at, delightful to love, heaven to kiss. A combination like this is quite my most impossible feat.
That was Irene Dunne singing Lovely to Look At a little more than 20 years ago. It was about that same time, in 1936, in fact, that Joan Davis was breaking into radio. In those early days, stuttering was a part of her comedy act. So let's tune in on Yesteryear and hear Joan as she appeared on the Shell Chateau program.
Oh, well, hello, Mr. Blue. Will you do me a favor?
Well, certainly, Joan. What is it?
Oh, will you marry me?
Well, what for?
Oh, skip it then.
Say, Joan, where are you going?
What?
Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to shopping. The other day, I went into the drugstore to get a quart of ginger ale, and before I could say, give me a quart of ginger ale, they sold me 6 quarts of gin.
Do you have a hard time making people understand you?
Oh, well, I used to, but I'm all cured now. What's the matter? They always ask me how I came to stutter. They got me. Oh, I was so dizzy when I drank my milk that it changed to butter. Now the butter would just stick right in my throat. And when I'd cry, I'd go, nee, 'cause the milk came from a goat. That's the reason why I stutter. It's only when I talk, all the words can get me all a flutter. That's why I squawk when I call my honey sweetheart. It sounds like father eating soup. And when he asks me to marry him, I just say, oh, poop, 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 a do. One day he took me shopping to buy a winter coat. Well, I knew I didn't want a possum or rabbit, kid or goat. So I told him I'd like to have a skiska. It surely turned out punk before I could say, I want a skiska squirrel. He bought me a skiska skunk. Oh, I can take it. It's only when I talk. Now the words, they get me all a flutter. That's why I skiska. What is this? He got fresh one day and I slapped him, but girls take my advice, so I'll never slap a guy in the face when he's chewing tobacco. Oh, one day I went to the market to get a bottle of milk. Gee, I just couldn't say b-b-b-bottle. It surely made me wilt. So instead of saying b-b-b-bottle, I said, give me a bag of milk right now. Then he said, milk comes in b-b-bottles, not the bags. And I said, say, didn't you ever see a cow?
There you have Joan Davis, way back in 1936. And now we move along to 1938. And that was the year when a freckle-faced kid with a lopsided grin took off in a 9-year-old patched-up airplane from Brooklyn to fly to California. That's what he was supposed to do, but he made a 28-hour nonstop flight over the Atlantic Ocean to Ireland. On July 18th, NBC planned a direct interview with Wrong Way Corrigan. The flyer was in a studio in Dublin with the NBC announcer in New York.
Hello, Douglas Corrigan in Dublin.
Hello.
This is the NBC announcer in New York City.
Right.
How do you feel, anyway?
Well, I feel all right.
Did you have any tough time at all during your crossing of the Atlantic?
Why, no. Everything was good. Above the clouds, it was pretty clear. And just at the last, the clouds built up in a rainstorm, and I slid through the rain for a couple of hours. And it was about then I decided to come down out of the clouds.
Tell me, how did your plane act during this long flight?
Well, the motor's acting fine. I think it's running better than I got here when I started.
How did you compass your way across? How did you navigate, Douglas? By instinct?
Just by a magnetic compass. And no maps of any kind. I just figured out a course beforehand, which I thought was a course from New York to Los Angeles, and then just changed the course about once an hour to make a sort of a circle out of it. And then, of course, after being over the top of the clouds so long without seeing anything, I ought to have been there, so I came down through, someplace else.
And when you came down, where were you?
Well, I was over the water, just off the coast of what I found out later was Ireland. Well, I headed for the coast, didn't recognize it, went on inland, came to another coast. Well, that was all wrong, so I followed that coast to the first big city and landed, and that was Dublin.
Now, tell me, Mr. Corrigan, were you aiming at Ireland, or were you aiming at Paris, or just at Europe?
Oh, no, I was aiming at Los Angeles.
Well, your aim seemed to get a little bit wrong.
Yes, I'm sure ashamed of that navigation, all right.
That was part of a radio interview with Douglas Corrigan the day after he completed his famous wrong-way flight to Dublin. Now, let's see if you can recognize this voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vaughn DeLeese, radio's first song sensation, with next year's styles and songs as up-to-the-minute as tomorrow's newspaper.
Well, that was your boy, Ed Herlihy, 20 years ago. Who would have believed that that young man would have gone on to become, well, whatever it is that I have become, older, I guess. But the real thrill is in recalling Vaughn DeLeese, the first and, for many of us, the only sweetheart of the airwaves. No one who ever heard her then will ever forget the special charm of Vaughn DeLeese. Her voice somehow seemed to match the magic of radio itself. And this is how she and I introduced one of the songs on that program.
Very nice. Please set that one aside for me, won't you, Vaughn?
Oh, I'd love to.
But you don't somehow just hit my mood.
No.
I feel rather light and airy and comme ci, comme ça.
Comme ci, comme ça. Well, tell me, how's your imagination?
Very good.
A very good imagination. Well, now, just suppose you were decorating a hat, and you were a little feather sitting on top of the crown. Can you imagine it?
Well,
then we'll go on with the number, because I feel like a feather in the breeze.
Thank you.
walking on air since the moment that you told me that you care. Feel like a feather in the breeze, floating through space in your embrace, dancing on clouds way up above. Since the second that you beckoned through my love, I'm happy, so happy when you're near. My troubles just disappear. As soon as you're by my side, I'm satisfied. I feel like a feather in the breeze, having my fun, kissing the sun. And it's because you are the one. So I'm singing like the birdies in the trees. And I'm whistling like a birdie.
Whistling like a birdie.
Sure, I'm whistling like a birdie in the trees. And I'm feeling like a feather in the breeze.
That was Vaughn DeLeith, the sweetheart of the airwaves in 1936. Actually, of course, Vaughn DeLeith first gained fame long before that, back in the 1920s. And those were the days of the first great radio dance bands, too. The A&P Gypsies, the Studebaker Champions, and, of course, the Ipana Troubadours, conducted by Sam Lennon. Here's a number they did back in 1929. The Ipana Troubadours playing My Strongest Weakness Is You. Ipana Troubadours, a recollection of 1929 from the NBC Library of Sound. Recently, so many letters have asked me to recall Tony Wands and his scrapbook. Tony Wands was one of the first to forge that unique bond of friendship between the man at the microphone and the listener, after greeting us with his well-known phrase, Are you listening? He shared his scrapbook with us, and it seemed as if he were reading not to an audience, but to each one of us individually.
Presenting Tony Wong and his famous scrapbook.
Good evening. Are you listening? Say, how would you like to hear something about a beautiful girl? She's not in the movies or the theater. She doesn't ever get her picture into the newspapers. In fact, few people outside of her neighborhood ever heard about her. And yet, she's beautiful as she can be. And I'm going to tell you what I mean. Listen. She wore a blotchy, freckled face and teeth that grew much out of place. A nose turned up like everything, and red hair straighter than a string. A homely girl at first she seemed, but when her eyes with kindness gleamed and friendly smile her lips would part, you looked straight through into her heart. Her hands and feet from morn till night were making others' burdens light. And should you stray, she never knew because she thought so much of you. And when her cheery song was sung, no matter were you old or young, you simply couldn't see a trace of ugliness about her face. You know, all of us, except perhaps the most extreme optimists, frequently get the feeling that the world treats us pretty shabbily and that we really have nothing much to be thankful for. I get that feeling, so do you. But when we stop to realize that in spite of stocks and bonds and mortgages, in spite of wars, in spite of greed and hate, there is still much loveliness in the world, which we can have just for the taking, when we realize that, I think we'll say with the poet, listen. I am so very deep in debt that I can never pay for half the lovely things I get that make life sweet and gay. I owe for song which came last night just drifting down the wind. It changed an hour from dark to bright. It made the world grow kind. So many are these debts of mine, I cannot count them all. They lend life beauty like a vine upon a graceless wall. For laughter of a child I owe, for friendship long and true, for April orchards, fragrant snow, but most of all, for you. And so goodbye. All is well.
Tony Wands and his unforgettable scrapbook. An Atlanta, Georgia listener wrote me of her own personal recollections connected with Russ Colombo. She wrote, I used to write to him, fan letters, and he very sweetly answered them and sent me his pictures. Wherever I went, I heard him singing in my mind and my heart. Once you heard him and loved him, you would remember him affectionately all the rest of your life. So please, Mr. Herlihy, remember him in your recollections. So for this Atlanta listener, and many, many others who have also requested it, here is Russ Colombo.
Come, let us stroll down lover's lane, once more to sing love's old refrain. Soon we must say, auf Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen, my dear. Here in your arms I can't remain, so let me kiss you once again. Soon we must say, auf Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen, my dear. Your love will cling to me through the lonely daytime. Each night will bring to me the magic memory of my time. I know my heart won't beat again until the day we meet again. Sweetheart, goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen. Auf Wiedersehen, my dear.
Of Russ Colombo fades away, we bring these moments of memory to a close. I'll be back next week, and I'd like to have you share your favorite radio memories with me. Just write to Ed Herlihy, H-E-R-L-I-H-Y, care of NBC, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York City. So for more pleasant memories next week, remember, recollections.
Ed Herlihy has been your host on Recollections. Join him next week at this time for more highlights in the history of radio broadcasting. This is Fred Collins. Recollections is an NBC Radio Network production directed by Bob Maurer.
The world on a new hotline. Listen for News on the Hour and the exciting hotline service all day, every day on most of these NBC radio stations.